Hi there. Welcome to Sound Healing Radio. This is David Gibson, and our show today is about our sound healing conference. We're going to go through the different workshops and presenters and use that as a way of talking about all the different things going on in the field of sound healing. So it's going to be a full conglomeration, full wide perspective of everything. So our intention is that everybody might get what they need from vibration. So before we start, let me tell you about some things happening here at the Institute. We've got our summer intensive happening August 4th to the 14th, but it's the second half of the intensive. So it's actually, you need to take the first half, except there's some classes you can take individually, and that's why I mention it. So you could take some individual classes if you're interested. You can contact us or look online at the schedule at soundhealingcenter.com. Our next whole certificate program in sound healing starts September 4th, and that's three nights a week, Monday through Wednesday nights, and then some weekends. And that's with about 10 different instructors, a full perspective on how sound affects you physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. It's very powerful. I think of it as three different goals in the overall program. One goal is to learn how vibration, how to see everything as vibration and see how the whole universe works based on vibration, which it all is, right? So you learn the laws of physics, you learn the way, you know, nature works, the way everything works as far as the body as well. And so you can really synchronize to, it's kind of like getting your mind synchronized to the natural patterns of the of nature and spirit. And that way it will lead you back to a connection to nature and spirit. So that's kind of the mental aspect of really entraining your brain into how it all actually is. Okay. There's another component, which is really learning different. Actually, the second would be just getting in the zone. I mean, the more you go to a place of peace and bliss and stillness and open-heartedness and just peace and calm and even a flowing, then the more you get that in your system and the more it becomes the norm where your whole body's going, oh, yeah, that's the way I remember. That's the way I was born. And that's the way we're meant to be. And so it's really just a good amount of meditations and things we do that just get you blissed out in the zone, calm, peaceful, still, and grounded. Full range, right? And so that's the second. The third thing that we do in the program is teach you many skills and things that you can use, knowledge and skills that you can use in your own practice or at a practice working at different places because we are a vocational school. So there's a whole range of things that we teach that you can actually use out in the world, not only on others, but also on yourself to heal yourself as well. We also have that whole program at the online starting actually August 7th is the beginning of the semester. And that's two nights a week, Tuesday and Thursday nights, and some weekends, or actually every weekend, Monday, 10 to 1 Pacific time, and 6 to 8 p.m. on Tuesdays and Thursdays Pacific time. Works really well online. We still get really high. You learn all the information, and it's really, really effective and very transformative if you can't make it out. We also have our recording classes that we teach on how to run Pro Tools and do recording, mixing, and producing, which is completely separate from the Sound Healing Program. That starts September 5th also. We do that program online as well. And then we also have, we've got a Crystal Bowl concert coming up. Not sure the date. Actually, I can find it here really easily. The date is going to be, I think it's like August 14th. It's about August 14th or actually it might be even earlier. Yeah, it is earlier. It's actually going to be the night of August 10th. Friday, August 10th, we'll be doing a Crystal Bowl concert here at the Institute. So that'll be about $20. You want to come lay down and just bliss out. Lay down and get in the zone big time. And we'll be playing a lot of other things other than Crystal Bowls as well. And then, let's see, what else do we have happening? We've got our therapy center, which is, we're doing voice analysis, we're finding your home note, we can do massage on the sound table, we can do a combination treatment where we do sound table, crystal bowls, Tibetan bowls, voice, and all types of things to get you totally back to yourself with an intention. We also do a chakra treatment and assess where each chakra is and find out, and then get you humming in all seven chakras simultaneously. Most of those we can do online as well. We also have our store, which has crystal bowls, Tibetan bowls, alchemy bowls. We've got all types of sound tables, sound chairs, tons of instruments, sound healing instruments, tons of electronic devices that will completely transform your life in really trippy ways, really profound ways, actually. So that's at soundoflove.com, therapy center, soundtherapycenter.com, and then the school is soundhealingcenter.com, although you can get to all of it by going to soundhealingcenter.com. We also have my book, which is the main book in the field of sound healing, The Complete Guide to Sound Healing. That's also in the store as well. So those are some of the things happening here at the Institute. You can also call us at 415-777-2486, or you can actually email me at david@soundhealingcenter.com. Oh, we have one other thing I forgot. We have an open house August 19th from 1 to 6. We'll put people on sound tables. We do a bunch of meditations. We work with different instruments, play some music that will take you out. And we also do a lot of meditations. And you learn how sound affects you physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. And it's like a long time, but nobody ever wants to leave. So we just keep going. It's like funny, we can do 5 hours and people are just like, okay, what's next? You know, because once you get in the zone, you don't want to leave. And there's free food as well, too. Hey, that's our open house, Sunday, August 9th, from 1 to 6. Free. Okay, so on October 5th through the 8th, we have our 7th International Sound Healing Conference coming up. Oh my God, these conferences are something. It's like people are just walking around blissed out, filled with information. Everybody's hugging everybody with sound, And it's just amazing. It's really amazing. There's about 20 booths with different things you can experience. We have two concerts in the evening. And I wanted to tell you more about it and tell you about how what these people that are presenting, how it works in the world. So kind of give you an overview. First of all, we have our pre-conference workshop on Friday, October 5th. We have one of them booked. One's from 10 to 1. The one I'm doing is from 2:30 to 5:30. And it's a workshop on the sound technologies and techniques to help change the planet and everyone on it. What we're going to be talking about is all the different technologies and techniques that we do, but also people in the audience are doing. And here's the deal. We've got a bunch of philanthropists that are interested in investing in nonprofits and things that will help the world, and some investors that will be at that workshop. So if you've got anything that you're interested in, it's a really cool thing to come and, or anything you're doing as well, you could be in the audience. And that's Friday, October 5th from 2:30 to 5:30. I'm going to be talking about the Research Foundation and the work we're doing with autism, with ADD, with PTSD, with sleep, with also pain management, and all the different things that we're focused. Oh, also the Genome Project, where we're looking to find every single healthy frequency in the body so we can resonate every single part of the body into complete harmony, right, back into health. And I mean every part of the body, from cell to soul. So I'll be talking about all those. There's other people I know that will be talking about their technologies as well. Okay. So that's the pre-conference workshop on Friday. We'll have another one, but we haven't scheduled it yet. And then we've got our opening ceremony. We'll have a few people doing sound, including myself. And then I do the opening keynote on Saturday. We'll start at 2:00 on Saturday because we're in this spectacular, I mean spectacular, temple. It's a Sherith Israel congregation. And it's like, if you know Grace Cathedral in San Francisco, I think it's even more beautiful than Grace. Actually, I definitely think it's more beautiful. It's just spectacular. Place that we're doing it in. And so it's a Jewish temple, so they have church on Monday or Saturday morning. So we don't start the conference on Saturday till 2:00. And then I do the opening keynote where I talk about higher consciousness as being all frequencies at the same time. You know, I often think of God as every frequency. And whenever you tune into multiple frequencies at once, you go into a whole state of theta, which is a very peaceful state. It's also a very open state where you often get creative downloads. It's a rhythm between 4 and 8 cycles per second that your brain goes into. That's theta. So whenever you tune into more than one thing at a time, you access this state of theta. Well, when you tune into all, when you become one with the universe, you are tuned in to all frequencies because that's what everybody reports. I am everything. I disappear. I am the whole universe. So that's all frequencies in the universe. So we're going to be doing many meditations to get you into this stable, higher, we can think of it as a higher vibration, but it's really a wider vibration. Because we're not going to the high, we're going to all frequencies. And we'll do a meditation where we tune into every frequency. We'll do quite a few meditations. And it's really interesting. In that space, it's like any one frequency would bring you down. When you're connected to all in the universe, it's like, it's really boring, one frequency, right? And also the other thing is it's where you can access all information. It's like the state the shaman is in all the time, where they see everything. It's like the Tibetan Lama, where they can see their past lives. And so we'll be playing with that as a aspect of higher consciousness. Then Lisa Raphael is going to do a whole workshop on what the voice can do for you. Lisa Raphael is a profound, powerful sound healer. She's been working in the field for about 40 years. She does intentional sound, voicing thoughts through words, and creating melodies are skills that, when combined with conscious listening, awaken self-awareness and intuitive connectivity with our spiritual body. Learn more about what your voice can really do, what you say and how you say it, how you make sounds, and listen to those sounds can awaken self-awareness and embodied strength. What is conscious listening? How can you listen to yourself? When we understand our choices, we are free to change and align in new ways. Using intentional sound and words, we will explore your ability to expand your vocalizing and your listening skills. Each time you use your voice, it is for a purpose. attuning to your higher purpose, your voice is not only a remarkable instrument, it's an extraordinary healing tool. I learned from Lisa Raffel in a class she used to teach about boundaries, being able to perceive your own boundaries around you, perceive the other person's boundaries and the space between. And that's allowed me to be able to be at a party, right, and not get carried away with all the energies in the party, to be able to feel your own frequency separate from the frequency of everything around you. Lisa is a powerful sound healer. And then Sylvina is doing a workshop also on Saturday called The Sound of Your Light. In this workshop, she'll utilize frequencies of sound to experience vibrational accord with your higher self. It's an opportunity to experience subtle fields of energy through remembering who we are and profound connection to our true essence. We all have a different vibratory frequency, and when we listen to the sound of our light, we illuminate the path of consciousness, process our shadow, and elevate the activation of life force, which expands our consciousness. Practicing presence with inner sound and creating harmonics of sound brings back our awareness of profound universal love. We'll be accessing different frequencies in the body and activating transformation at the cellular level. This unlocks our internal wisdom that is stored deep in our DNA. Embracing the light within, shifting and evolving, we all can contribute to light up our planet. She'll be channeling melodies that transport and guide participants on a healing journey by transmission, utilizing sound as a vehicle to communicate. Sylvina's voice is, she's just overflowing with love, really tuned in on a really deep level. Just even 5 minutes of her voice can completely change your life. She's just such a beautiful being. I highly recommend that workshop with her. And then we have the workshop with crystal tones. Crystal tones are the ones that make the crystal bowls. And Lupito and Paul are going to be there. And they're going to do a workshop on the crystalline sound portal of self-transformation with the alchemy crystal bowls. These are the bowls that have different metals, elements, and crystals embedded in them. Utilizing the inherent properties of quartz crystal and Mother Nature's treasures, such as ruby, diamond, gold, platinum, silver, emerald, rose quartz, amethyst, we'll be demonstrating bowl techniques and uses of the alchemy bowls, including crystal bowl layouts, bowl prescriptions, harmonics, binaural beat sets, toning, and the creation of divine group portals of light. Allow your heart to open fully and activate as you experience the alchemy energy of the crystal tones, crystal singing bowls. Embrace, celebrate, and express your divinity now with the Crystal Tones team. The healing sounds from the alchemy crystal bowls empowers everyone to allow the master inside to awaken. They activate photons at the cellular level, enlightening our awareness now. Part of the exercise in this gymnasium of sound will be activating our Divine Mother's heart of nurturing, kindness, caring, compassion, the power of vulnerability, and gratitude. It's always fun when they do their workshop. They will have a booth there as well with about 100 crystal bowls, like a really good selection of crystal bowls to check out. I'll tell you about some of the other booths in just a little bit. Saturday night, we have our concert with Scott Huckabee. Oh my God, Scott Huckabee is a joy bucket, a joy bucket. He plays guitar like you've never seen anybody. If you haven't seen him, go online and do a search for Scott Huckabee. And he's just, he's amazing what he does. He just completely will light up your heart and make you smile. He's really good rhythmically and just a light being, total light being. And that's the first half of the concert. Then we've got our Sound of Love for the second half with Sylvina, Tammy, Claire Victor, Ken Becker on cello, Ryan Moore on percussion, Dan Hansen on root flutes. And it's just mostly voice. We light people up with voice and bowls. And our grand finale is always Pachelbel Canon, where we just raise the roof. It's like really inspiring. And so that's Saturday night concerts. Then we have the Sunday morning. It's interesting. With Jeffrey Thompson. Jeffrey Thompson actually just got his new bio. Let's do this. Let's listen to a song, and then we'll come back, and I'll tell you about Jeffrey Thompson. Let's listen to Chakra Star, which is a journey through the chakras. We do 1 minute for each chakra. So you'll hear a little tingsha when it changes to the next chakra. So we'll start with the root chakra and go all the way up to the crown in 7 or so minutes. So this is Chakra Star. Thank you.
It's all about stable, consistent frequencies.
So Jeffrey Thompson has been doing research in the field probably longer than just about anybody. He's got the technique called biotuning, where he actually will put you on a sound table with flashing glasses, with binaural beats, three different things that are entraining you into all the different frequencies. One at a time, he does a sweep through the frequencies to see exactly where you go into the homeostasis of balance between parasympathetic and sympathetic. So he's got all these devices, including heart monitors, hooked up to you to see when you find your actual frequency, not just pitch, but frequency. And it's very profound for many, many issues. And it's kind of the one thing that I do. It's the thing I do, but I do it intuitively, and I learned it. I got the idea from Jeffrey Thompson. Of all the things in the field, all the frequencies out there, the best is your natural frequency and rhythm. There is nothing better, especially if somebody's really fragile. So he's doing his talk on consciousness expansion with sound. I haven't even posted this one yet. So humans have been using sound for healing and expanding consciousness for thousands of years. Chanting, toning, Tibetan singing bowls, Chinese meditation gongs, and mantras are well-known examples. With today's technology, not only can the functioning of the body be observed in unprecedented detail, so can the brain. Research projects at major universities have explored the neurophysiology of deep relaxation states and mind-body interactions. They've seen profound changes in blood pressure, stress handling ability, immune response, and feelings of well-being. Brain mapping research studies into brainwave patterns associated with different states of consciousness has furthered our knowledge of brain functioning. In meditation studies, alpha brain states are associated with a typical Zen meditation, with one's attention directed to everything simultaneously. That's what I was talking about before. Theta brain states are more associated with yogic meditation, with experiences of seeing the guru, experiencing peace, love, and bliss. Theta states are also associated with the classic shamanic journeying experiences. Delta meditation states are associated with being in the void or white light, where you're kind of one with the source. Of late, the default mode network, DMN brain state, has been called the physical place where the mind, emotions, and body actually come together neurologically, the physical place in the body where the real mind-body connection takes place. Although using these this is when I think he's talking about when you're actually in your own vibration. Although using these DMN brainwaves for many years for patients, in 2017, Dr. Thompson realized his audio program called Beyond, an absolute masterpiece of greatly needed aid for most everyone. Not only is this program capable of synchronizing the DMN with its many benefits, it can also enable many to experience consciousness expansion, great self-awareness, and greater self-realization. As later research has shown, the four zones of the DMN are most fully synchronized by deep meditation and ecstatic consciousness experiences. He says he'll describe his biotuning program and the many benefits which can flow from it. You also learn how interested parties, those who have a purpose and a role to play in helping themselves and others how to heal, grow, and expand their consciousness, are carrying this work forward. You'll be pleased and excited, as we are. Also, go see his booth as well. So that's Jeffrey Thompson. He's amazing. And then we've got also Wah. Wah, if you haven't heard Wah's music, do a search on the internet for Wah. She's really well known. I mean, really. Her music is quite amazing. It's really simple, but it's just so heart-opening. This is what Wah does. She's going to be doing a workshop, not a concert, though. But she, in her concerts, what she does is she'll take you to a place – like at the end of the fade of a crystal bowl. Let's see if you can hear this. Let's see. So it fades out into complete stillness. Slowly. It's hard to do on Skype here. So it fades out. Like it's like this, where I bring you down to a really slower and slower rhythm until you are at peace. Then what she does is she stays in that place and does for like an hour and a half. That stillness at the end of the fade of the bowl, it's really profound, and she's such a master at it. In her workshop, she's going to be talking about, she'll share her insights from 5 years of leading Talk Tone Heal, a system of using toning, meditation, dialogue, and discussion to create pathways for healing and communication. She shares tools which have helped those coping with stress, grief, illness, as well as everyday tools designed to improve communication, well-being, and spiritual connection. She's amazing. She teaches some classes at the Institute occasionally as well. That's Wah, W-A-H. So she's actually on Saturday. No, she's, yeah, Saturday from 5:30 to 6:30. Okay. Then Jeffrey's Sunday morning. And then we have the Sound for Children panel. We're going to be talking about the research we're doing and the curriculum we've created for two Montessori schools. We've got over 2,500 exercises. We have other people that will be talking about the work they're doing with children as well. I think if you want to change the world, change the children and change our educational system. Oh, my God. You know, get children back in their body is the whole deal with vibration. And have them learn about the structure of the universe as far as physics and geometry and sacred geometry. It's really physics of sound as well. Oh, my God. What we're doing in the Montessori schools is profound, profound. So we're looking at bringing this out into a whole association that will help change the education across the planet. And so there's other people, Eric Miller and Len Miller, that will be talking about some things they're doing as well with children, and Ryan Moore as well. And then we got the rabbi, Rabbi Stephen Fizdale. He is the master of the Kabbalah. And he will be talking about how healing works based on the Kabbalah and the frequencies within the Tree of Life. The central focus of the Kabbalah, one of the world's oldest mystic traditions, is on the nature and structure of creation itself. Among the primary issues addressed by the Kabbalah is how universal energy unfolds, becomes organized, and flows within the various levels of consciousness. The Kabbalah understands creation as a process. As such, it delineates important realities within creation also as processes, one of the most important being healing. The presentation will cover the relationship between the structure of creation, the dynamics of the creative process, and the progressive nature of healing. In our exposition of healing seen from the framework of the Kabbalah, we'll be discussing the different levels of consciousness and how they contribute to the healing process, as well as how they are impacted by it. Since this presentation is an introduction, no previous knowledge of Kabbalah is required. Everyone is welcome. The rabbi is quite amazing. Someone once put it this way. Every single word is like he's that he speaks is I'm kind of mumbling here while I'm doing the opposite. Every single word he speaks is exactly perfect and clear. You can see from the way he writes even, it's really precisely clear to explain what he's trying to explain. It didn't come out quite right, but it's like he is so unbelievably eloquent in the way he speaks and with serious ancient knowledge behind it. And he also does chants and mantras as well that are really cool. Then on Sunday afternoon, we have the keynote with Gary Buchanan. Gary Buchanan has been given by Dr. Peter Guy Manners all these frequencies that you can put on the body. It's actually the frequencies that we use for our cymatic CDs, for nerves, tendons, ligaments, muscles, endocrine glands, depression, full perspective. And they are profoundly effective. He's the one that when Peter Guy Manners died, he was given to Gary Buchanan, and he published them in his book called Sona. And he's been continuing research up in Reno, Nevada, where he has a place at Steamboat Healing Center, where they got a really beautiful hot spring, and they got rooms with different colors, so they're using color therapy. And he's got this huge tub with speakers in it as well. And his workshop will talk about the specific wavefront bioresonance, the arts, science, and technologies, and 5 to 6 frequency optimal sonations, he calls them, employed in therapies for myriad conditions with documented case studies and unique application systems using analog sound, not digital. Attendees will be able to personally experience sounds generated by the Sona analog box as applied with various handheld stereo wands and transducers. Learn how sound is now embedded with LED laser beams, as well as transported in water. What he's doing is synchronizing the pulsing of the light with the actual sound frequencies in the Sima frequencies. It's really amazing what he's doing. Some really important physical work on the body. Okay. Then we have Helene Anderson. 10 steps to unlock your inner voice. You're meant to sing. See, if you miss having the confidence to sing and like to ready yourself to unleash your inner voice, now is the time. Connecting with your vocal essence will open doors in every area of your life, and your voice is ready to be shared. Join us for an introduction to our 10-step process for transforming your voice and learning how to harness your personal power muscles to sing. Discover the reasons you've been too silent and overcome them as you acquire tools for voice expression. The workshop will involve movement, breathing, toning, and most importantly, singing. I don't know if I'm going to get through all of this. We have Eric Miller doing a bio-guided music therapy with native flute feedback and vocal toning. So they're going to hook up feedback devices like EEG and look at the neuromodulation. Neuromodulation is the ability to change the nervous system through an externally or internally applied modality. Toning can be considered one of these most natural and direct tools for neuromodulation. So they're going to do a single study brain map of the presenter, and they'll reveal the changes. They'll also create musical environments with native flute and triggered by real-time physiological measures of heart rate, galvanic skin response, and EEG brainwaves. Their main issues they're helping with are anxiety, high blood pressure, ADHD, autism, depression, and addictions. That looks interesting. Elizabeth Krasnoff is doing a PhD paper on the basis of consciousness and sound. Her background's in Jungian psychology and music, and as a certified sound practitioner and energy healer, she went to the school here, she's working with sound medicine. Working with sound raised many questions. How are sound and consciousness related? How do we heal with sound? How can sound entrain our brains to advanced levels of consciousness? She'll be talking about the neuroscience from Oliver Sacks, Daniel Levitin, quantum physics from Irvin Laszlo, mystics from Rudolf Steiner, and many what other sound healers and musicians have to say. And then she'll demonstrate how sound affects us to bring us into higher states of consciousness. Lisa Lippincott's going to hook up people with EEG while playing gongs, and we'll see what gongs do to us. It'll be fun. And Liz Addison's going to do her sound and movement and radiate light with her technique of kinetic voice. She'll be doing chakra clearings in the workshop. We'll move stuck energy, balance the chakras, release old trauma, empower your voice, improve self-worth, radiate the spiritual light of you, and heal your soul. That's all on Sunday. And then on Sunday night, we've got the Natural Sounds Concert. Lisa's going to bring in her 65-inch gongs and vibrate people into bliss. And then we've got some crystal bowl people. We've got Gabriel Gold's going to be doing the hung drum. Bodhi Sechko is going to be playing flutes. And we'll have a percussionist, David DeLulio. I don't know how to say his last name. DeLulio. That's how I guess. Okay. And Suzanne Sterling, Monday morning, she's going to be doing a workshop on releasing your voice, the master of the world on how to release your voice. She gets you into a profound state of voice. She's an unbelievable singer. And then Ryan Moore is going to entrain you with rhythm. He'll show you complex rhythm structures from across the globe. And also benefits of understanding rhythm in the mind while experiencing rhythm in the body. Participants will be guided to both thinking and feeling rhythm simultaneously. Clark actually did his certificate program here, Clark Hsu. And his paper is amazing, actually. His final paper in the class is what he'll be talking about. And it's the interconnectivity of movement, symbol, sound, and the transformative quality they offer. It will be a dialogue of how, through weaving different artistic mediums, sound, movement, drawing, drama, and words, we can peek into the force behind the cosmos. He's talking about the transformative quality of the interconnectivity of everything. It's really deep. It's profound. Perspective he has. He'll offer an insight into the formation of various esoteric practices and the possibility of creating your own through different spiritual and mindful encounters. He'll get you really high as well. And then Randy Masters, oh my God, Harmonics of the Divine Feminine in Sound and Sacred Geometry. Again, Randy knows more about sound healing, geometry, and light and color than anybody on the planet, and especially how it all works together to create the matrix that we all live in in this universe. So he'll be talking about how they use these codes in ancient cultures and the balance of male and female energies that contribute to our understanding of harmonic law and spiritual awakening. These secrets have great implications in sound healing and spiritual attunement. Yeah. And then we have a panel on sound and consciousness on Monday night. And we'll be talking about how to use sound to basically get high, get connected to source, get connected to nature, and what consciousness is from a vibrational perspective. And then we'll do a closing ceremony. The closing ceremony is we're planning on doing another little concert with this guy, Gary Crump, who has collected frequencies that he's gotten downloaded to help transform the whole planet. And he's been collecting bowls for the last 3 or 4 years, and he's bringing them all together into this complete transformational closing ceremony experience. That's all. Oh, and we got all the booths. All the booths. I mean, goodness gracious, we've got, I'm not even going to go through too much talking, huh? Just check it out at globesoundhealingconference.com. It's amazing time. It's just the energy, of the people is amazing, but it's just, you should just look at the place. It's just unbelievable. I was just in there yesterday checking it out again. We've done 3 concerts there already. But just to look up, you go, whoa, oh my God. It's one of the most beautiful buildings on the planet, really. I mean, it's because it's not just a cathedral. It's lit up with lights in unbelievable sacred geometry pattern. It's just spectacular. So people, place, time, oh my God. I hope you can make it. So let's listen to another song before we end here. Let's listen to the song Regeneration. This is a song about source energy, regenerating from source energy. Enjoy, and then we'll do a closing.
Nice. So if you pay in full by August 1st, or pay for the conference by August 1st, you get an early bird price. And there's also information about hotels and also all the presenters' bios if you're interested, much more detail on the concerts and such. So again, we return to our intention that everybody may get exactly what they need and ultimately desire, as long as it doesn't hurt them, through vibration, sound, color, light, and consciousness. Thanks for listening and take care. Oh, take that energy. You may get everything, at least into the rest of the weekend, the rest of the week ahead. May we all be 100% abundant for lifetimes. Take care.